You're listening to Rosie on the House.
Come on around back, Arizona. It's 8 o'clock Saturday morning, second Saturday of the month, so we are talking trees with John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service as he shimmies on down his pine tree, comes over here and gets to the microphone. You can join the conversation if you have a tree question at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. You can text questions to 411-923. Or if you have a question, plant, or insect identification, you can email a picture to info@rosieonthehouse.com. Mr. Eisenhower.
Good morning.
And today, we've got our weekly tree to do, and we've also got our tree of the month. Yeah, you outperformed yourself last time we covered pomegranate, though. You brought one in live. You showed us how to properly... Dissect a pomegranate.
open it and de-seed it. Yeah, that's so much fun, taking all the seeds out of a pomegranate tree in under a minute or so. For those of you who haven't seen that, you need to go to the website and look it up. Just put my name in there and pomegranate, and it'll probably give you a YouTube video. It shows us how to open up a pomegranate and take all the seeds out in just about 2 or 3 minutes.
As opposed to sitting there trying to pick them all out individually, one at a time.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. But what a wonderful fruit. And I remember as a kid, I used to just love them. But it was, and part of the fun of it was taking them apart and pulling all those seeds out one by one. That probably, my mom had probably given to us just as a way of keeping us occupied for for 20 or 30 minutes. But, yeah, there is an easier way to do that. And, yeah, we processed quite a few last year. In fact, I can't wait because in the next couple of weeks, I'll be going over to a customer's of mine. She's a 93-year-old mother of a grade school classmate of mine back in the 60s. Still lives in the same house, and she has a tree that's about as old as we are. It's a huge pomegranate tree, about 40 feet across. And about 25 feet tall. It's just a big shrub, sits in the back of an irrigated lot, and it's loaded with pomegranates, and she doesn't really use them. So I asked if I could glean some of the fruit last year, and some of our listeners may recall that I had about 10 boxes of pomegranates I took out last year. Off of one tree. And I took them, and that was just, I was kind of late in the season. The birds had already gotten about half of them, and there's plenty that had already fallen on the ground and started to rot away. But these are just beautiful pomegranates. They ripen over quite a long period of time, so there was still a lot of good fruit left on the tree. And I decided I would process them all. So I processed them with my method of opening them up and taking them apart and taking all the seeds out until my hands were pretty raw just from the and I just got tired of doing so many of them. And then I took all the rest of them and I juiced them. And we actually invested in a little bit higher quality juicer because we had those little tiny ones. Some people remember those old Oster ones that you just press down on the little central spindle and it can juice citrus pretty nicely. But that's a lot of work too. We got one that has a handle on the that you pull down like a lever, and it actually presses the fruit out a lot faster. And it was well worth the investment because I processed about 300 of the rest of them, all the smaller ones that I hadn't de-seeded, and we had, juice forever. So we just take it and put it in little quart jars and put it in the freezer and just keep the juice. And it's just been a real blessing to have all those seeds. We also took all the seeds and put them in large 1 gallon Ziploc bags and also put those in our freezer. So all year long, you just have this wonderful frozen fruit. I don't know how many people enjoy frozen fruit, but I eat frozen corn, frozen peas. I'm kind of crazy this way. You can buy the fruit at, you know, at Costco and other places that, you know, you get blueberries and all sorts of assorted frozen fruit, which we do as well. But it's nice to have your own source we do pears and peaches and apricots and of course grapes are one of my favorite. It's kind of like what are those old popsicles? You see the old 7-Up kind of popsicles? That's what it reminds me of when I eat a frozen grape, because they freeze down and it's a nice little frozen summer treat. So we just a way of processing all of your, you know, excess fruit. You can just take it, put it in a freezer, and you can take it out. Either let it thaw and eat it as you normally would, or as I do, I just like to eat it frozen.
And there is something about it coming from your own yard or something you've grown that,
sure,
just the satisfying
it
taste.
It is. There's something about processing your own produce and being able to enjoy it over the course of the year. It's a way of extending it out. I remember you had a broadcast recently with Greg and Kari Spencer talking about that very thing and being able to harvest a lot of fruit, not letting it go to waste, and find ways to process it, and freezing is a real easy way. Of course, we have to have an extra upright freezer in our pantry that, in addition to our regular refrigerator in our kitchen. But man, it's been a source of a lot of processed food that we enjoy. While we're on that topic, can I talk about Club 3000?
Yes,
Club 3000. Look it up online. Just look up Club 3000. It'll pop up. There's a distribution center. This is a nonprofit organization that distributes produce. And I've been going there for the last year and a half or so on Saturday mornings, also on Mondays and on Wednesdays at some of the locations. And they provide up to 60 pounds of produce for $10. It's amazing. It's so much fun. You can bring your own containers. We bring a couple milk crates or some other boxes. Or they provide their own. If you don't have your own, they have some you can have. They ask you to bring them back if you can on the following week. There's some plastic containers. But they it's amazing. We go down and they send out a little text the day ahead if you get on their mailing list to let you know what's available. But today they have mangoes available. And I am going to go get mangoes like I did last year. I did about 200 pounds of mangoes last year. And instead of freezing them, we did freeze a few. Instead of freezing them, we dehydrated all of them. We went out and on Craigslist bought a commercial dehydrator, a little bit bigger than the ones you can just buy at the hardware store. And it has 10 different racks in it, so you can get a little bit higher volume of food dehydrated at one time. And we have dried mangoes and all year long. And I actually, at the Club 3000 last year, they had Roma tomatoes, and they looked so good. But what do you do with 20 or 30 pounds of Roma tomatoes? Well, I cut those lengthwise, put them, the pulp of the fruit up on the trays, and you simply dry them. And then you have your sun-dried tomatoes. I actually took a little bit of, I made a little concoction with some salt and pepper and some oregano and some basil and ground them and kind of pulverized them in my mortar and pestle. And I took that solution and I sprinkled it over the top of all those tomatoes before I dried them. So the spices and herbs just dried along with the fruit. So I had these little seasoned Italian Roma tomatoes that I just finished the last ones just last week. So that's another way of preserving larger quantities of fruit. And that dehydrator has paid for itself many times over for the $100 or so that I spent on it, buying it on Craigslist. So having a lot of fun with that stuff, preserving fruit and vegetables.
That's one of our to-dos in our home maintenance calendar, because fall is such a great time for production in Arizona. And you had mentioned that one pomegranate tree. Once something's matured, the amount of produce a plant can provide is more than we can eat.
Sure.
And before it goes bad, or like you'd mentioned, the birds getting it. And there's a lot of great tools for preserving. So we'll cover that a little next hour in our open line hour. But for for this hour and trees on the pomegranate. It's it doesn't look like it just because it doesn't look like the other desert plants, but it is from more of an arid zone and it is a very drought tolerant option, which is funny because of how much produce you get on it. There's not a lot of plants that you put as high producers and drought tolerant.
Yeah, no, it loves the sun, loves the full sun. It grows, it's considered a large shrub, but they can grow up to be, 15 or 20 feet tall. This one that this old friend of ours has, that big 25 footer, is unusual because it's so tall because it's been in that yard for so long. But commonly they'll grow to, 10 or 15 feet tall. A lot of people use them for a privacy screen. You can plant them side by side. They make a nice hedge. Tend to grow multi-trunked from the ground up, so it's has a wide footprint in the landscape. It's uncommon to see them with a single stem, although you suppose you could train them up that way, because they want to sprout from the base. There's a lot of small little sprouts that come up, and we just train them to be multi-trunk and enjoy that large shrub. In terms of their fruit production, that's convenient because all the fruit is well within reach. And if you do have a pomegranate
that
tree,
is convenient.
Sure. Just to avoid the insects that commonly you get into the pomegranates, what I like to do is, as they begin to ripen on the tree, is take a small bag, the little brown lunch sack type bags are perfect because you can put a single bag over a single piece of fruit and then just put a rubber band or a food tie around the top to close them. And then they'll ripen inside the bag. And then, toward the end of the season, you simply open the bag up and the insects haven't gotten some of those. I leave a few of them out to let attract the insects to the fruit that I don't care about. And then the nicer fruits that are starting to size well, I'll cover those with the bags. And that way I can, assure myself of a reasonable harvest that doesn't have bugs.